Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you. God bless you. Praise God. This is Apostle Dr. Mary Ogburn. Amen. From the Sunshine of Faith International Ministries, located in Baltimore, Maryland. Thanking you, God, for another day. Thanking you, Lord, that you allowed, amen, praise God, me to be on this Friday. I'm sitting in for prophetess Loretta Lozell. Amen. Praise God. She wasn't able to do today. But thank God, God got a ram in the bush. We should always be open, praise God, to stand in someone's place or to sit in someone's place. I feel good, praise God. I honor God. I honor my pastor. Amen. Pastor Virginia Shetty, Pastor Mary Williams, Pastor Johnson, all pastor and pastor, co-pastor, amen, in Lakeland, Florida, the number 2 church. Glad to be in the number one more time. Amen. God is a good God. We ought to thank him, praise God. We ought to lift him up today. Oh, my God. We ought to ask the Holy Ghost to come in. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for this day, Lord, in the precious name of Jesus. We thank you for your love, kindness, and tender mercy. Oh, we bless you today. We honor you today. Not my will, God, but your will be done. Amen, amen, amen. Ask you, God, to plant our feet on higher ground. Amen. Ask you, God, to give us a mind. Amen. To keep serving you. To keep, amen, being a blessing. Praise God, amen, for the adversary is busy. But he's not, amen, he's not, amen, that God can't control him. Amen. God is in the controlling business. Praise God. Some of us done got out of the will of God, and we think we're still in God, but the devil is alive. And Father, we come thanking you, blessing you, God, honoring you for being so good and kind to us. God, as I go forth today, I ask the Holy Ghost to take over. Oh, we are so blessed. We thank you, Lord, for this good weather we've got up here. We taking advantage of it. Yes, yes. Praise God, because you are the weatherman. You can do anything but fail. We better see that. God can do anything, and we ought to be glad that God allowed our moment to roll on a little while longer. We can't do without God. We need God. We need God in our life. We need the gifts to be stirred up. We need to watch out for the devil, because the devil is tricky. The devil has us going back doing things that that God has delivered us from. But, my God, examine yourself. Examine yourself. I'm to examine myself. Praise God. We need you. We need you, Lord. We're losing out because of friendship, because of family. Amen, praise God. But folk don't like to go to church like they used to. They're doing the worldly things, and they got us going back and doing things that God, that you had delivered us out of. But we better taste and see that the Lord is good. Oh, shout out. God is good all the time. God, help us to have more confidence in you, to believe that you are a rewarder to them that diligently seek him. We bless him at all times. Excuse me, and we're going to continually praise him out of our mouth. Bless this day, O Lord, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. You may call this number. Tune in, praise God. This is the number that you call. 319-527-6036. Call this number and hear what thus says the Lord. For God is blessing all of us. Take a heed to God. Take a heed to God's word. God's word is true. The word to test yet. The word is true. Praise God. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. Don't let the devil ride. If you let him ride, he'll want to drive. You know, Satan is getting people to go back in things that they didn't used to do. Come on now. We know better. We know God has set us free from things that we used to do. And God is calling us to become closer. He's doing that. Don't you know Jesus? Don't you know he'll make a way out of nowhere? Take a heed to what the Lord is doing. Praise God. If you're not busy on this Sunday, come on over where the Spirit of the Lord is moving. Forest Park Senior Center is where we have our services at 1:30 p.m. Come on over and enjoy Jesus with us. The address is 4801 Liberty Heights Avenue, Baltimore, Maryland. Somebody, come and enjoy Jesus with us. Again, the address is 4801 Liberty Heights Avenue, Baltimore, Maryland. You know, God is good. God is so good to us. Amen, praise God. God is good to us. We bless God, amen, for Pastor, Co-Pastor White, the number 2 church in Lakeland, Florida. Amen. Praise God. You may call them at area code 863-812-6227. They will give you the time of their church services, and they'll give you more information. Amen. But I think the address is 1313 Comby Road, Lakeland, Florida. Praise God. But you may reach them at this number, 863-812-6227. You'll be blessed. Anointed leader, you'll be blessed. If you're in the Florida area, Lakeland, Florida, go by and be blessed by the Lord. Amen. We love God. We love the Lord. Do you love him today? Can a way for us? Lord, have mercy. God is making a way for us. I believe God before I believe anybody. What about you? Oh, what about you? Don't you believe God? Don't you know that God is a way maker? He's a provider. If you seek him, he'll come to your rescue. Praise God. Some people go around and say, there's not a God. Well, see, that's because they don't know him like we know him. Praise God. So, you know, they don't know no better. But I know a man named Jesus. One day came into my life. Oh, my God. Made me brand new. Took me off the streets. Praise God. Took me out of my hot pants and short skirts and all that stuff. God did it. Took me out of drinking and partying all night and amen. That's why I say don't let the devil fool you. Amen. Because some people ain't been delivered. But God came by and delivered my soul. Fill me with the Holy Ghost. He filled me with the Holy Ghost. Excuse me. Some people, praise God, is playing with God. Don't play with him. Don't play with God. God is not a God for us to play with. Yes, we all still need help with things in our life that's not of God. We need that. But when you know you're playing with God, it's bad. Don't play with God. And then when people are not really real in God, they'll try to bring you in with them. Amen. But don't let the devil ride. Because if he ride, he going to want to drive. But when the Holy Ghost comes, a cleaning coming, it cleans your spirit up. He give you a reputation to let the people see you've been born again. Woo! My God, you've been born again. Praise God. You know you've been born again. And then that person that know you when you was in the streets and all, they know you changed. They know you've been born again. Don't let the devil ride. If you let him ride, he's going to take your mind over. Because they do things that don't mean we got to do it. Or it ain't no harm. And don't let nobody tell you what to do. They used to do it. And some of them still doing it. But if I look at what people did, I would be back in the world. But we ought to be strong enough to tell the devil, Satan, you can't win. You had me back there once, but I've been born again. Don't let nobody separate you from the love of God. God is calling people today, calling people from the world. And the ones that's in God is going back out in the world. Choose ye this day who you will serve. Will it be God or will it be mammon? I choose God. God need, you know, we need to go to God and say, God, I need strength. I need help. I can't get rid of this unclean spirit without you. But I need you, God. I don't want to be that person. I don't want to be that cursing person. I don't want to be that prostitute. I don't want to be that alcoholic. I don't want to be that liar. We got a lot of liars in the church, you know. They ain't just in the street. They're in the church, too. A liar is everywhere. God, I don't want to be like that. Every now and then, all of us tell the Lord, as they say, a white lie. A lie is a lie. But God is giving us another chance. He wants us to come out of the rain. Come out of that mess we're in. Come on out. You got a chance. I just can't help myself. You're not going to be able to help yourself. You need help from God. Everybody needs help from God. Amen, praise God. In the word of God in the book of Jeremiah, chapter 1, God called prophet Jeremiah. And I always say the call from God. When God calls you, you're going to know you've been called. Nobody's going to have to tell you that. You will know that you've been called by God. Not how good you preach, not how good you teach, but that anointing come in, honey, it breaks the yoke. It'll make you live right. It'll clean your life up. Praise God. And the things that we used to do, we won't do them anymore. Now, no doubt, the devil's going to come back. Say, oh, Apostle Osborne, you used to smoke cigarettes. You didn't drink beer, but you drank liquor. I used to. But God cleaned me up. Folks can tell you, oh, come on. Ain't no harm to take a little drink. Ain't no harm to drink a little cooler. Why are y'all getting so weak-minded? God done brought y'all out of mess. And he brought us out. And not just that. He brought our families out. Families were sinking deep in sin. But God brought them out through the prayers of the righteous. God brought families together. God destroyed the enemy. God blessed us with jobs and homes and cars and money, clothes. God did it. And we let the devil come and trick us. And we wonder why things are not going the way they should. God did it. God, you know, he do great and marvelous things. And like I said, the call from God. God called Jeremiah. And that same God that called Jeremiah called us. And let's, as the word of God reads like this. Jeremiah chapter 1. Starting at verse 1. The words of Jeremiah, the son of Hezekiah, of the priests that were in Anathoth in the land of Benjamin, to whom the word of the Lord came in the days of Joseph, the son of Ammon, king of Judah, in the 13th year of his reign. It came also in the days of Jehoiakim, the son of Joseph, king of Judah, unto the end of the 11th year of Zachariah, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, unto the carrying away of Jerusalem captive in the 5th month. Then the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, behold, I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. And before thy camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee. See, God already did it. God already did it. His words are true. I sanctified thee. I ordained thee a prophet unto the nation. God already knew what we were going to be when we was in our mother's womb. He knows the kind of life that we were going to live. He knows, amen, praise God, that some of us are going to mess up. Even after we got saved, we still messed up. But God's word came first in our life before I formed thee. I knew all about you. I even sanctified you. I even ordained you. We got some people getting ordained, I'm telling you, and still in a mess. Still in a mess. Walking around talking, I'm a pastor. I'm a apostle. I'm a bishop. I'm evangelist. I'm a missionary. But you better put that bottle, liquor bottle down. You better stop. You better put them cigarettes down. You better put that lying and stealing down. Whoremongering and fornicating. You better put it down. Because God don't expose us. God is not playing. We are causing people to go to hell because of our lifestyle. We confess, oh, I'm an apostle. Well, if you're an apostle, why are you out here sleeping with everybody? We need help. I'm telling you, help comes through the word of God. The Bible tells us, you know, our body is a living sacrifice, and it should be, and it's holy. Once God comes into our life, don't you know the God that's in us, when we do things, we hurting God. We hurting God. And we let the devil trick us. People just say anything to us. It's time for us to grow in God the more. God is calling today. Calling you and I from labor into eternity. We done had so many people gone on with God. And these are people that really love God. And God has given us another chance to set our house in order, to have a clean record with God. Some of us messed up from the floor. God is not praying. And then we got people agreeing with us. They gonna agree with you because they got the same kind of spirit you got. They don't have the Holy Ghost like you, I mean like other people. Can't throw no stones, no. But I tell you one thing, there's a man named Jesus. He got our record. kind of record do you and I have? Can God count on us? We got people backsliding in the church. We got people not even wanting to work for God no more. Anybody can come along and say, come on, let's go to this place. Let's go to this place. Here we go. And then after a while we get on, I should have went to church. If church is in you, you're going to go to church. God had already spoke the word to Jeremiah, told him what he did. I already formed you. I made you. I put my spirit on you, in you. We don't want to go to church no more. We don't want to do nothing for God. All we want to do is sit down and eat. God don't mean nothing to us no more. What happened to that anointing? What happened to that excitement? Oh, we used to be so excited in God. Where you going? I'm going to church. Praise God, I got church today. But where are we in God now? Now is the time. Where are you? Where am I? In God. I told Jeremiah, I already made you, even before you knew yourself. Verse 6, then said I, Lord God, behold, I cannot speak, for I am a child. But the Lord said unto me, say not, I am a child, for thou shalt go into all that I shall send thee, and whatsoever I command thee, thou shalt speak. He done already told us what to do. He already done planned for us what to do. He's given us the word of what to do. Lord, I can't do that. I can't go out here. I can't speak like others. God didn't say that. They can do better than me. See, that's how the devil tricks us. We're not to esteem ourselves. We're not to brag over ourselves. But that's how Satan gets us. He puts his claws in us. People now are coming short of the glory of God. I love what the word of God said in verse 8. Be not afraid of their faces. We weren't afraid of that a person that put their arms around us. We wasn't afraid when we went into them bars. We wasn't afraid when we slept with somebody's husband or wife. Come on, y'all. Get right with God. Get right with God. People look up to us. Some people shame of us now. And we say we don't care. We should care. We are causing folks to fall from God, and we are stopping folks from getting saved. But the word of God said, be not afraid of their faces. For I'm with thee to deliver thee, said the Lord. Oh, my God, you're going to deliver me from my mess of all the things I'm doing and what I've done? He said he's going to deliver us. God is going to deliver us. Then the Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth. And the Lord said unto me, behold, I have put my words in thy mouth. God's word is put in our mouth. All we got to do is speak it. He said he's here for us to be delivered. We done heard so much preaching till we forgot all about teaching. Teaching seasons us. You and I do not pass without being taught. Nobody in school is going to pass if they're not learning, if they have not did their homework. You can't pass if they're not listening to their instructors. It's time out for playing church. It's time out for that. And we'll get to church, and you think we're so sanctified, but we're crankified. Because we don't want to hear what thus says the Lord. Time for us to quit playing with God. God is calling you and I today. Calling you from labor into eternity. Calling me, praise God, to come up higher. Quit playing church. Get our hearts right with God. Get back in God. Because some of us done got out of line. We got people letting us do things that we weren't doing. It ain't no harm. It is harm. The Bible says, present your body a living sacrifice, holy, accepted unto your reasonable service. You got to live right. Pray with God. And that behind every blessing, there's a test. You being tested today. I'm being tested today. Hear ye the word of the Lord. Jeremiah chapter 1. Jeremiah was a man of God. He stood the test. Can you stand the test today? Can you take it? Are you able to stand the test? God bless us. Birthdays, Mother's Day, Father's Day, Memorial Day, Easter, Christmas, Thanksgiving, Labor Day. God did it. New Year's, we are here. This is a new year, 2022. To be with our family. We didn't get a knock on the door this morning. Some people lost their parents on Mother's Day. But we still here. We got to live a life in front of our family. We just can't live any kind of way. In front of our friends. Disrespecting our pastor. We can't do that. Disrespecting our parents. God is blessing us. Drugs. There's help. Rehabs and all. And it's free. Some places are free. But you got to make up your mind. Well, Lord, I don't know. Seem like every time come on now. Help yourself. Help yourself. God is good. This is a call from God today. Calling. God getting tired of us. He keeps the deaf angel back. He keeps the robbers and the thieves back. We lay at night sleep. We don't know who ran our home. We don't know who ran your apartment. We walk out, go out to the store. Somebody could be standing there with a gun. God said, no, don't you touch that person. Or those people. God bless us with jobs. We make promises to God. Whose side are you on? I had a foster son. He had passed. He always sang that song. Whose side are you leaning on? Leaning on the Lord's side. Time to come back to God. To God. God has really blessed all of us. The Lord done already touched you. Praise God. Hear ye the word of the Lord. Hear God speaking. Hear God speaking. Jeremiah was a prophet in God. Come on back to Jesus while you have a chance. When you get a chance, read the book of Jeremiah. Starting at chapter 1. Don't you want to be a warrior for God? God wants us to go out and witness. He wants us to go out there and witness and let the people know he loved them in spite of what they're doing. Person don't want, they already know what they are. They don't need us to tell them. They need us to tell them how they can come out of it. But we got to come out of our mess before we can tell anybody anything. Give your life to Jesus while you have a chance. You might not have this chance anymore. Praise God. So I just thank God. I pray that y'all got something out of the word of God. Amen. Because God is giving all of us chances to come back to him, to do better, and to love God and love people. Some of us have a problem in loving people and forgiving people. But if we're in that word, it might not happen right away. But the spirit of love will come into your heart. You will be able to forgive and to love. So we bless God. Amen. I pray I've said something to touch your hearts today. Amen. Praise God. But in my spirit, the call from God. God has called you. Do your best while it's day. Night comes, you can't work. He's calling you right now. Throw your hands up in the air and tell God thank you. Here I am, Lord. Tell God what you are and watch God move for you. Praise God. This is Apostle Dr. Murray Francis Ogburn from the Sunshine of Faith International Ministry, number one. Also, praise God. Sunshine of Faith International, number two, located in Lakeland, Florida, under the leadership of Pastor and Co-Pastor White. Praise God. Amen. So my time is up. Amen. Praise God. And I love you all. And just do right. Do right. I got to do right, too. Praise God. How can I tell somebody to do right if I'm not doing right? Praise God. Amen. Have a heart. Have a heart. So once again, I thank you so much for listening. And I heard we had 127,000 listeners or more. Isn't that a blessing? 127,000 listeners and more. So we thank God for Block Radio. Amen. God, he loves us so much. He loves us. Praise God. Also tonight, we will be coming on, amen, at 7 o'clock p.m. Amen. Apostle Terry and myself, amen. It'll be at 7 o'clock p.m. Amen. And you can call area code 267-807-9611, and the code is 264-694. Call in tonight, and you'll be blessed by the Lord. Amen. Again, this is Apostle Dr. Mary Frances Ogburn from the Sunshine of Faith International, number two. Amen. Praise God. And guess what? God loves you, and I love you. And I'll see you when I see you.